Seattle's Morning News.
Given how well the COVID-19 vaccine has done, could this same mRNA technology be used to conquer other diseases like, say, the flu? Let's consult the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. And I think you explained to me once how this works. It goes after the virus's spike protein, right?
Yeah, that's right. So it's an interesting question. Can this technology be used to develop a vaccine for the flu? And the fact of the matter is, that's how it started. You know, when people talk about, oh, this is new technology and it's never been used before, well, it's true in part because it has never been used for an actual vaccine in humans before. However, the original research that was done started in the 1990s using mRNA technology to try and develop a flu vaccine. The technology's been around for three decades. Now, there's some important history that I think we should realize about the flu. In 1933, British virologists actually made an effective vaccine. And how did they do this? They did it by injecting the virus into chicken eggs, where the virus multiplied. And then they used a chemical to kill the virus, and then they injected the killed virus into people. And that's the flu vaccine that we've been taking for years and years. Mm-hmm. But the problem with it is it's only been, over the past, say, 15 years, somewhere between 10 and 60% effective, and only about 40% of the country get it. So there's some limited utility to the flu vaccine. But what if we, and the question was asked 30 years ago, what if we could develop a vaccine that lasted for a whole bunch of years and was more effective than 10 to 60% and you didn't need to get all the time? And that was where the whole notion of developing an mRNA vaccine came from. And so scientists, the pharmaceutical industry, have actually been working on this for a number of decades. Well, along comes COVID and they need a vaccine. And what do? They turn to this technology that they've been working on for a long time, this mRNA technology, and they use it to develop the COVID vaccine.
Okay, so we have this tried and true flu vaccine, although it's only 10 to 60% effective, which sounds pathetic these days. How much better could you make it if you took the same approach being used for the COVID vaccines?
As we've talked about in the past on your show, we sort of guess every year what the flu is going to look like. And we, because we're, you know, 6 months apart in seasons from Australia, we look at what the flu looked like in Australia, and then we try to mimic a vaccine based on what their influenza season looked like over there. But we're guessing every year, and that's why it's only 10 to 60% effective. But what if we didn't have to guess? What if we used an mRNA vaccine where we looked at common or similarities between influenza virus every single year, and we created a vaccine that was targeted specifically for it? It would be far more effective. We wouldn't be guessing, and we wouldn't need it as often. And most importantly, rather than guessing and having to wait for it to actually occur and then develop the vaccine, we could develop at a very, very, very fast pace. And they have also tested a combo shot. It worked against COVID. It worked against RSV, which is one of the respiratory viruses that come up during the flu season, and against influenza virus. And so it was more of a universal vaccine, and they found that it was, in fact, very effective in animal models. But the fact is, it would be very helpful if we could develop a combo shot where we got just one shot, similar technology, and it lasted for years and years and years, and we wouldn't have to worry about developing a new flu vaccine every single year.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thanks very much.
Thanks, Dave.